Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Using the courts to settle disputes is a very expensive business and excludes the vast majority of consumers and SMEs. But there are cheaper alternatives, including mediation, which brings together the warring parties with the aid of a specialist mediator. Why don't more of us use it? It comes as the legal profession faces question about speed in delivering justice from the tarnishta and amid a strike by barristers on fees and talk of class action lawsuits. Ronan Hannigan is a partner with the law firm Clark Gill. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, Joe.
Why should we use mediation?
Well, Joe, mediation has been with us for the last 6 or 7 years since the Mediation Act came in 2017. It's an area of considerable growth as more and more people become aware of it and start to use it and see the benefits of mediation. It is, as you say, an alternative strategy to going to court.
And a cheaper one.
A cheaper one, indeed, very importantly. It seeks to resolve disputes through mediation. It's a voluntary process, but it does require both parties to become involved. It's not binding, and everything that's said is without prejudice.
Oh, the not binding bit is important. So in other words, if they're not happy with the resolution, they may yet go to the courts.
If they're not happy, they won't enter into a settlement agreement. If there's no settlement agreement, effectively, there's no binding agreement. So they can still go to court, and anything that's said at the mediation is all without prejudice and cannot be seen subsequently by a judge.
Without prejudice, be without a judge.
Yes.
Now, why would lawyers push this, given the fact that they will earn less from mediation than they would in the High Court?
Oh, I would disagree. I think lawyers can earn a lot of money by doing their job properly and efficiently for the client, resolving the problem and getting on to the next case. So, in truth, the whole process is confidential. It's very quick. It's efficient. So the job in hand for the lawyer is dealt with very quickly, and you move on to the next one.
Typically, how long would it take, Ronan, from the start of engaging a mediator to an agreement which is not binding?
No, the agreement, if it is signed by the parties and the mediator, will be binding.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The process could be a number of weeks, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. The whole dispute could be resolved from.
And how much would it cost the warring parties?
Well, it depends on who they employ. Do they have a full legal team? Do they just have a solicitor? They'll always generally share the costs of the mediator.
Mm-hmm.
So the mediator's costs will be shared 50-50. Usually. Sometimes a stronger party might decide that they are prepared to pay for the mediator's costs.
And a mediator, is he or she a barrister?
The mediator may be a barrister, a solicitor, or indeed another professional like an accountant, if that's appropriate for the type of dispute. But the mediators tend to be very experienced, well-trained, and used to litigation, used to submissions, knowing how to deal with disputes. So they enter into a process of getting both parties to try and compromise using their skills and their experience.
And why don't people use it more?
You know, the recent survey suggested that people weren't fully aware of it. Now, most solicitors are very aware of it, so are barristers. And there is a legal obligation on solicitors to advise clients prior to issuing proceedings about mediation and the advantages of mediation. So I expect that this space will increase and that will be more and more mediations. In Clark Hill, we find that mediations are very successful for us. In about 60% of the cases that we go into mediation on, there's a successful result.
As in a binding result?
Yes, a binding result. The whole dispute settled. It's settled in a confidential way. It's settled where, in a way that reputations are preserved. There's no adverse finding in a court. And I suppose critically, I'd say, Joe, you get a flexible solution where you might need one. For example, in a traditional court judgment, you might get a black and white decision, but in a mediation, you might be able to negotiate in the settlement, for example, corporate restructuring or payment by installment or some, you know, practical solution that you might try to achieve in the mediation that may not be possible in a traditional court case.
Let's move on to class action lawsuits. Legislation has come into force in the last few months. What does it mean?
Yes, this could be a game changer for consumers. Joe, there's the Act is sometimes shortened to the Representative Actions Act 2023. It has a much longer title. It came into force in April, and there's a lot of excitement about it because ultimately it substantially increases consumer law and consumer protections. It has an entity called the Qualified Entity, or QE, and the Qualified Entity will do the heavy lifting for the consumer. So imagine, Joe, that you've a problem with, say, a financial services company over maybe interest overcharging or mis-selling of products or things like that. The Qualified Entity will take on your action and you pay a very modest fee.
And that could be the Consumer Watchdog, for example?
It could be. The Qualified Entity must be a non-profit organisation and must also have a history of protecting consumers. There's only one entity that has applied so far under the Act, and we're waiting to see which others apply. But we'd hope that entities such as the Central Bank, the Pension Ombudsman, etc., would join. And think about it.
They would take the legal action.
They will take the action. You simply fill in a form, pay a fee. The maximum will be €25.
Affordable.
Very affordable. They will take your case to the High Court.
Along with others.
Along with all the other consumers that feel aggrieved. You'll be bound by the outcome. You can opt out if you're not happy. Mm-hmm. It's totally open and transparent.
And how come we haven't heard any cases yet?
No, it's only in law 4 months, just slightly over 4 months since last April. Okay. So, I mean, it's very exciting. There is one problem. Government hasn't clarified funding.
Uh-huh.
And will these organisations be properly funded? They're not for profit, as I said, and they need to be funded to take the case on behalf of the consumer. So I'd call on government to properly fund the scheme because the Act is very well intentioned. It could provide very considerable benefit for citizens. These are all citizens of the country. They're consumers. And as consumers, they're entitled to go for their rights.
While I have you here, is the Irish legal system soft on crime? I ask because the Taoiseach has suggested as much yesterday. In Britain, they needed 3 days to put the rioters in jail over the summer. And yet in this country, no one has gone to jail for the Dublin riots.
That's true. The British response was extremely impressive. It seems to me that they took some sort of emergency measures to get the cases in very quickly.
Can't we do that?
Well, we haven't, unfortunately. I suggest it's down to political will. In the UK, they made a political decision to make sure the rioters were jailed immediately and they set an example to stop further rioting. We didn't follow that step in Ireland.
Ronan, thank you very much for coming in. That's Ronan Hannigan, a partner with Clark Hill.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.